Morning, everybody. Let's take a look at the hog markets as we start this Wednesday trading day. Cash hog prices expected to be weak to a dollar per hundredweight lower. Amid reports that most of pork processing plants are full for the week, this week's holiday-reduced slaughter schedule could cause hog prices to be under pressure, though, or through at least early next week. Analysts and livestock dealers said this week's slaughter will likely be trimmed by around 450,000 from normal, so additional hogs will be carried over into next week. Peoria's called 50 cents lower, top price $44.50. They say the butcher run is light, but buying interest will be thin ahead of the holiday and the weekend. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, July 1st, negotiated swine purchases were $12,243. For the base market hog at 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 64 even to 71 even. The weighted average was 69.24. That was down 87 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 46.51 to 59.46. The weighted average there, 54.82. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $12,119. The base price range was 64 even to 72.28. The weighted average was 70.91, down $1.02 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 51 even to 58.08. The weighted average was 55.41.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Prices were down in the wheat and corn pits in the overnight trading session on the Chicago Board of Trade. The soybeans all over the place. The nearby contracts up. The longer deferred contracts down, will get a the other way around. The nearby was up, the deferred was down. Look at a analysis and an opening call from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign coming up. First, a look at our growing areas weather. Here to do that, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And we're looking at the radar right now, and some scattered thunderstorms have developed in parts of the Midwest already, mainly to our north and to our west. A few storms in the last hour have developed over west central Illinois. We're watching that on the radar. Also in west central Wisconsin and northeastern Iowa, some showers and thunderstorms. Another cluster in north central into northwestern Missouri, near and north and northeast of Kansas City right now. So far, rainfall has not been widespread across the northern Corn Belt, so no real problems as yet. And, of course, in parts of Iowa, the subsoil moisture is still pretty saturated and the river levels are high, although there's been improvement there. We do see the Mississippi River still pretty high along the border of Illinois on southward. But a lot of places, some rain at this point would actually be beneficial. And it looks like there's going to be rain mainly across Missouri, southern into central Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio as we go into the later tomorrow and into Friday. Showers will be occurring farther north of the area I just mentioned today, tonight into tomorrow morning. But as the front pushes southeastward, it's going to stall out. So it looks like the Ohio Valley area will get the most precipitation over the next few days. We're also going to have cooler than average weather pushing back into the area. Today will be a warm day. But behind that area of rain, cooler weather, some high temperatures in the 70s, and many places seeing low temperatures by the time we get to Sunday morning in the 50s. So it's going to turn a bit cooler. Even Saturday morning, I think we're going to see some 50s around much of the Midwest. So the cool weather is going to mean that crops will not be developing as quickly as we'd like, especially since the crops are behind schedule right now. But warmer air will return starting on Sunday, and it looks like warmer weather next week. Some models actually make it very warm to hot, but I think that we're going to be close enough to the borderline between that and cooler weather to the northeast so that we'll occasionally get showers and thunderstorms. So we'll probably be on the warm and humid side across much of the Midwest next week, but we will not have damagingly hot weather. The hottest areas will probably be in the southwestern portions of the Midwest. That will include the corn-growing areas of Kansas and Nebraska and southwestern Iowa and Missouri. But most areas are going to just be warmer, but that would be beneficial at this point. In the Delta, rain is needed right now as dry weather occurred, at least drier than average during the month of June. And rain Well, it's going to be scattered about Friday into Saturday. Well, it looks like, again, the northern parts of the Delta have the best chance of getting rain. Most areas are going to remain drier than average, so the Delta becoming a concern there. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, some showers and thunderstorms are expected through the rest of this week, but we're not expecting any areas to really receive heavy amounts of rain. So there shouldn't be any harvest delays of more than a day or two because of this next round of rain. Temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler, especially in the northern parts of the hard red winter wheat belt tomorrow and Friday. But as you get farther south and west, it's still going to remain hot. And that hot dome will expand over the hard red winter wheat belt next week. So that will mean dry weather for more harvesting. And in the northern plains spring wheat belt, there's going to be a few fronts coming through the area. And that will keep hot weather from lasting too long. Parts of the northern plains have been hot on occasion of late. But warmer weather, as long as it isn't too hot, is beneficial for the crops growing. There will probably be some scattered showers and thunderstorms next week, and that should be beneficial as well for the crops. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Thanks, Ed. Let's take a look at overnight now. In Kansas City, the July wheat contract opened overnight at 872 down to last trade unchanged. September, 892 and a quarter down to last trade down 5 1/4. In Chicago, the nearby July wheat contract opened at 849 and 3/4 overnight unchanged. Last trade down 7 1/2. September, 864 and 3/4 unchanged. Last trade down 7 1/2. December wheat, 888 unchanged. Last trade down 8. The March, 909 down 3/4 cent. Last traded up 5. And May, 931 and a half down 1. Last trade up 9. July corn opened at 720 and a half up 1. Last trade down 3 1/2. September, 733 up 3/4. Last trade down 3 1/4. December, 752 and 3/4, up 3/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. March corn, 769 and a half, up 3/4. Last trade down 2. And the May for next year, 779, up 2 3/4 on the open. Last traded up 10 1/4 cents. July soybeans open at 1635 and a quarter, up 7 1/4. Last trade down 5. August, 1622, down 1. Last trade down 3. September, 1614 and a half, down 1/2. Last trade down 3. November, 1608 and 3/4, down 1 1/4, last traded down 4 1/2 cents. January beans, 1623 and a quarter, down 1, last traded up 8. And the March, 1634 and a quarter, up 7 3/4, last trade up 3/4. July bean meal, 439.40, up 170, last trade up 190. August, 434.50, up 90, last traded up 10. July bean oil, 66.90, up 19, last traded up 3, and August, 66.94, down 1, last trade down 30. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Tom.
Looks like a lot of volatility today, especially in the bean pit.
Yeah, it is. It's the last full trading day before the July 4th holiday. Markets close tomorrow at noon, so we'll have an abbreviated market tomorrow. And a lot of traders will be their last full day there and probably won't even show up tomorrow.
So they're looking at some of the things that may be moving the market today, maybe some profit-taking, but that's not going to mean maybe an all-day low in soybean pit, at least.
No, the soybeans have been on fire, obviously. I think it's one thing to kind of keep in the back of our mind if you look at a historical perspective on all the grain markets. A lot of times these markets turn after a 4th of July weekend. Today, some of the long-range price watchers are even talking about going home short because there's no impeding weather market or weather threat to the near-term weather problems that we may be seeing. So it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out today.
So you're saying that there's no real guidance as far as the weather goes?
No, there isn't. It's non-threatening at this time. Of course, you always, with July ahead of us, the long-term weather, everybody will keep an eye on that, and any kind of hint of a weather problem surfacing, there will be panic buying, and we'll probably run right back up to the highs on corn and beans also.
All right. What do you see for an opening call today?
The opening calls will be much like you reported on the overnight, down 3 to 5 on beans, 2 to 4 lower on corn, and wheat down 7 to 8. And we'll just see what happens with the outside markets to see if the index funds come back and shore up prices at again today.
And might we see a higher opening on the deferreds in soybeans?
Possible. It Again, it's the overnight. It's whatever the index funds want to do with this thing. I mean, obviously, nobody knows. We're not sure of the acreage that we have or the yields, but we know that the soybean market carryout's going to be very tight, and so it's going to be real prudent on us to have a really good growing season for them this year.
All right. Thanks for your time, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Quick look at the outside markets right now. Early on, crude oil for August is up 18 cents a barrel at 141.15. And the stock markets look like this. The Dow is up 41 points off the opening bell at 11,423. The NASDAQ up 6 at 2311. And the S&P up 7 points at 1292. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.